eternity, I'm going to praise Him, and forevermore I will reign with
Him. Oh, if you believe that tonight, let's raise our hands and give Him praise again.
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that bright morning star.
Oh, isn't He worthy tonight? Hallelujah.
And throughout the eternity, I'm going to praise Him, and forevermore I will reign with Him.
Oh, give my hand clap of praise tonight. Worship His name. Thank the Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. My, He's worthy tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I forget, one announcement. Brother Trevor Eamon will be here again. Not this coming Sunday, but the one after that. So again, keep him in prayer as he's coming. I'm expecting great things. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I'm expecting great things tonight, too.
Amen.
See, that's kind of you know, boastful for me to say, right? Because I'm preaching. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You thought I was preaching tonight. I didn't come to preach tonight. I came to bear witness to one that wants to preach tonight.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 7 again. Continue on the Hebrew series here. If you have your Bibles, that is Hebrews chapter 7. Excuse me. Hebrews chapter 7. We're going to start at verse 7. Read on to verse 10. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them to whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. Now this is not put in here for no reason. It seems like he's kind of taking a tangent at this point. You go, well, what's the big deal? Paul, why would you need to make mention of this? Verse 10, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. I'd like to preach tonight, true eternal life. The one, the only, true form of eternal life. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we've come, we've sang the songs of Zion, Lord. We invite your presence now, Lord, that we know is here. It's already amongst us. But we pray, Lord, that you'd open our eyes. Just, Lord, as you did Elisha's servant, when he got all worked up, he didn't know what was going to happen. Elisha just said, Lord, open his eyes. And he saw the angels all around. Lord, you said the angel of the Lord encamps around about those that fear him.
Sure.
And I believe, Lord, I'm in a group of people that believe that word tonight.
Lord,
we don't come here for form or fashion, Lord. We come to see God step down and speak. Lord, I just yield myself to you. I believe the people yield their hearts to listen. May the word take effect tonight. May it not return void. And may you receive the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. How many members last week at all? Okay, does anybody remember last week at all? We'll just have to recap a little bit, I suppose. Now look, I can't read your minds just yet. I'm getting pretty close. I tell my students that all the time. I said, one of these days I'm going to be able to read your minds so you don't have to ask me questions. I already know the answer. I'm glad to know a God that doesn't read minds. He just knows everything. Hallelujah. And if you come expecting, I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord will give you what you have need of. We're not here just to play church now. Does everybody hear me tonight? You are a participant in this service.
Amen.
It's not me getting up here and making a good sermon for you. It's us as a body. We're here for one purpose, to glorify Jesus Christ with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds. Hebrews chapter 7, we opened up with this great man that we spoke of last week, Melchizedek. A man that people think is a mysterious man, but as we looked into it, did you realize it's not all that mysterious after all? This was God deciding to make himself flesh. And when God wanted to talk to his servant, he came down in a body of flesh, so Abraham didn't have to guess who he's talking to. He's heard voices before. He has seen that man before. And then when he came down in a body of flesh, he could talk to him face to face. How many wants to talk to God face to face? Do you remember what the veil was? The veil that hid God was the body he was dwelling in. Why do you think everybody besides Abraham missed Melchizedek? Because he looked like any other man.
That's right.
There was nothing fancy about him. He wasn't wearing a huge crown and big robes and a nice scepter that you know. Oh, he's the king of the universe. He didn't come with a title like the Pope does and says, I'm the king of this, I'm the king of that, I'm the king of this. He doesn't need any of that because he knows who he is.
Amen.
The Bible says they called them Christians in Antioch.
Right.
They didn't walk around with eagle belt buckles and crosses on their chest and hats that said, I love Jesus, to make sure people knew they were Christians. There was a life within them that testified of who they were.
Amen.
And this man that stood, this Melchizedek, as we read there in the first part of there, he says that he had no beginning of days, he had no end of life, but made like unto the Son of God. He abides a priest continually. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, so that means he has to be alive today.
Amen.
And as we went through there about tithes and how, you know, the Jews would have lifted up Abraham as the greatest man that ever lived outside of God himself. They would have said, this is the man. Remember when Jesus said, they thought he was saying he was the Son of God. He said, you greater than Abraham? Because that's the greatest guy they could think of.
Right.
What did he say? Before Abraham even was,
right.
I am. You wonder why they got mad at him, don't you? They just took his guy they thought was way up here and just brought him way down here. And the gospel will do that to a real son of God. He'll go, you know what? I'm way down here, but I'm glad I got a God way up here.
Amen.
That came down way here, picked me up, and gave me. Did we just sing that? I will reign with him forever.
Amen.
Do you believe that tonight?
I do. Amen.
Then what are we sad about? What are we worried about? There's a throne in heaven. And I'm already seated there.
Amen.
Heavenly places is not us getting worked up into a good service. It is the condition of the believer.
Amen.
You are already there.
Yes.
And you're pulling from benefits into this life from the life that is to come.
Amen.
This man was so great that Abraham had no problems taking his tithes and handing it to him. Top of that, I'm trying to try not to get ahead of myself too much here, but Levi. Paul makes mention that Levi also, we know the Levitical priesthood would have been what they thought as the best religious people there were. And even this group, he said, paid tithes to that man in Abraham.
Uh-huh.
And before I skip that, I think we should just go over this real quick. Why did they pay tithes and why do we pay tithes? Anybody ever thought about that? What's the purpose in paying tithes? How about you open your Bibles real quick? I'm just going to touch on this and move on. This is kind of a side note. Malachi 3, verse 8. That's the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi 3, in verse 8. What is the purpose in paying tithes in the first place? Verse 8 says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Now, I didn't say that. God said that. When you don't pay your tithes and offering, you're not robbing the church that you're attending. You are robbing Almighty God himself.
Sure.
Verse 9. Ye are cursed with the cursed, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Speaking to Israel. Now, verse 10. Praise be to God to those of us that got a revelation of tithes. You know what I'm saying? Verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith. God's saying, put me to the test for a little bit here. He's not afraid because he knows who he is.
Amen.
You think I can't help you out? Give me 10% of what you make. I made it all anyways. Can you just give me a little back? Do you think God needs the money? You think God needed 10% of their food and their cattle and all these? He didn't need any of that. It was a test of their faith.
Amen.
Prove me now. I think if God stands up and wants to make a point, we ought to listen.
Amen.
Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven.
Amen.
And pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive.
Amen. Amen.
And I watch people hold on to that 10% of tithes like it's $1 billion worth of gold. And here's God saying, I will open up all of heaven for you. Amen. Just give it to me. Uh-huh. Try me. Test me. Anybody seen that promise fail? Uh-huh. Oh, you might get close, but I tell you what, he's always there on time, doesn't he?
Amen.
Right before you hit zero, the windows of heaven open up and you had more than you did before.
That's right.
Verse 11, I'll finish on this. Not only will he do that, not only will he bless you, but I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine catch their fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. So not only am I going to bless you, I'm going to protect you and keep you hidden behind my presence.
Right, amen.
Man, that 10% really don't mean nothing no more, does it? Now, I did say tithes and offerings, so that's 10% plus a penny. Offering is just what you give over that. Amen. How many wants a blessing from the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, let's head back now. I just felt led to drop that in real quick. Go back to Hebrews chapter 7. Y'all pray for me. I'm trying to find the right avenue for these things. Verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, pay tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. So we know when Melchizedek met Abraham, they had a conference. It was after the battles were over. God decided to come and congratulate his soldier. Right. Congratulate his son and say, praise God, you listened to what I told you to do. You fulfilled the word of God. I've come here to bless you.
Uh-huh.
Abraham knew that. He already knew the word before it got written down. He gave him his tithes and knew he'd get blessed from it because God already promised that.
Amen.
But inside of Abraham was Isaac.
Amen.
And inside of Isaac was Jacob. And inside of Jacob was Levi, a man that would not even have a name for probably another 100 so years. Yet the Bible says he was already doing something. Say, my brother, that's kind of deep and hard to understand, isn't it? How can a man that doesn't exist do things? I hope we're going to uncover something. He was existing.
Right.
He was still there.
Amen.
He says, now I'm just going to read it from Brother Branham and then we're gonna go for it. Why are we not a denomination? 58. Listen closely now. And Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes, for he was yet in the loins of Abraham when he met Melchizedek. And Abraham was his great-grandfather. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Levi. Levi, father, great-grandfather. And while Levi was in the loins of Abraham, the Bible said he paid tithes to Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Brother Bram's getting excited about this. Paul stopped his sermon about Melchizedek to say something about this. It's important to us.
Amen.
Don't let nobody tell you that there ain't any kind of move in the world that can interfere with God's great call. She's moving right along. It was planned back there in the beginning.
Yes.
There ain't a devil's or enough devils can interfere with his program. Now the Bible didn't say, listen close, the Bible didn't say he potentially paid it.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible said he paid tithes when he was in his great grandfather's loins. Glory.
Amen.
That's my Lord. Oh, he knowed it even before the world was ever formed. He knowed everything. And in Abraham, he paid tithes.
Amen.
I want to emphasize that for a minute here. The Bible says not potentially. Not in some kind of shadow. Not some kind of type. He literally paid tithes by being in Abraham's genes.
Amen.
Yeah. Wow.
Letting that sink in for a minute. Let's turn over to Job 38. Job 38, right before Book of Psalms, sorry. Job 38. And if you read verse 1, it says very plainly, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me.
Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? And who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
Yes.
What is God telling Job here? If you read the book of Job, Job went through a hard trial. He lost everything he had. He had perfect faith in what God had said. God said, if you gave this sacrifice, I have forgiven your sins. And he believed it.
Amen.
And as his denominational brothers kept saying, no, let's go back to legalism. You know, you're only saved because you kicked the TV out.
Uh-huh.
You're only saved. And the only, God only protects those that do good.
Amen.
So since you got hurt, you did better.
Right.
And after he got through all that mess of religion, he did have one believer show up, and that was Elihu, who said, hey, humble yourself a little bit. The word's still right, Job. And just when you think the word's going to fail, it'll prove itself every time. Don't let go of the word. Don't listen to this static of even around this message that you hear, trying to bring these things that you know are contrary to the word. The word's still right. Hold on.
Amen.
And Elihu will show up. But look, that wasn't the end of the story. Just when Job about had his wits end, God showed up. And God came down in a whirlwind. And he decides to ask Job a certain question. Where were you when I laid all the foundations of the earth? Where were you, Job, when I hanged the earth on nothing?
Uh-huh.
When I put the sun over here and the moon over there? Where were you when all the morning stars were singing and the sons of God were shouting for joy?
Yes. Woo.
I'm having a jubilee right now because I just want to say it just the right way. You understand? What was it? The life that was in God from the beginning has never changed. God is eternal. Eternal means it never starts, it never ends. So there was never a beginning with God. We're talking about eternal life now. The true eternal life that God has, that has had and always will, because it's always now.
Amen.
And he had this life within him. And he stressed out. Remember, before the foundation of the world, he stood alone with his thoughts.
Right.
And in those thoughts, he already knew the whole plan from beginning to end. He knew what it would all be about. And as he began to lay out this plan, he asked Job, where were you when I started this? Here's Levi, paying tithes before he's born. Here's Job, God being asked by God, how many believe Job is the son of God?
Sure.
He'd have to have been, right? Just like any other believer. And God's asking him, where were you when the sons of God were shouting for joy? Where were you? You were already there.
Amen.
Because there is no beginning to eternity. And if you possess eternal life, there is no beginning for you.
That's right. Hallelujah.
People think, oh, it's just a nice shadow. We were there in his thoughts. And God's thoughts are just like our thoughts, where we just think things is not necessarily anything, right? We can think about a pink elephant. You just did, didn't you? It's not real, is it? God don't play that. When God thinks something, it exists. It is, because he never had a new thought. God didn't begin. You need to take that out of your theology. He always was.
Amen.
And he had his mind the way it always was, because he already knew it all and he already knew the best way.
Amen.
And when he decreed his thoughts, it was settled for time and eternity. So before the world even came, the sons of God existed.
Amen.
Before the world even came, there was already a new heavens and a new earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Before the devil was even made, sons of God were shouting for joy.
Amen.
That's right.
What is it? The identification of the believer is reality. Do you hear what I'm saying? The message said, if you hear the message tonight, you have heard from your theophany.
That's right.
Which means if you hear it, you have the reality of what you are.
Yes.
You never did start.
That's right.
You can never end.
Amen.
I wish I could make it plain. I know what I'm saying. It's in there. It's the message of the hour.
Amen.
The life of God must be in you.
Amen.
You can't make it on your own merits. You can't make it on your own works. The only ones that'll be there are the ones that were always there.
Amen.
The ones that were saved by the blood of the Lamb before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
You ever searched out that phrase once? What happened before the foundation of the world? I'm going to read these to you. Matthew 13:35. Jesus says this, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables and I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. So before God made anything, he already had a plan, and he already planned to keep it secret.
Uh-huh.
That a certain group would see it and a certain group wouldn't.
Right.
Matthew 25:34. Then shall the king say to his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
So before you sinned, before you fell, before you were backslid, he was already building your eternal habitation.
Yeah. Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
I pray you see it tonight. Look, pray for revelation more than anything. It can't just be a nice catchphrase.
Right, amen.
It must be, I am a son of God.
Amen.
Eternal in the heavens. I have a body up there that never started. And that's where I go. That's where I am.
Amen.
That's where I am tonight. I'm not living in Defiance, Ohio. I am living in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, where all things are possible.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I live in a realm where sickness doesn't exist anymore. I live in a realm where there is no heartache. There is no death. There is no confusion. There's no hardships anymore.
Amen.
I live in a realm of perfect peace, perfect love, perfect joy, because I'm identified with reality.
Amen.
This isn't real here. This isn't real. You must believe that. The devil will be destroyed. This earth will be annihilated from what it is now.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Which means, if it's temporal, it never did exist.
Amen.
This realm is not eternity. God's thoughts were a certain amount of thoughts, and the devil wasn't in there.
Amen.
That was these temporal things that God created just for his secret kept from the foundation of the world. Now, one thing I love about the Lord Jesus, he's the best storyteller I've ever made. Every time I've ever heard of, Jesus Christ is the best storyteller.
Amen.
You read the book of Daniel and you think, oh, he's going to get thrown that line down and it's all over. You see how the Lord let it get built up. Nice, good story, right? A good story has a great climax. It always catches you off guard. And as Daniel was throwing the lines down, we'd have thought Lord would have delivered him before he got there. That's our thoughts, right? But God's thought was already, I know what's in Daniel. I know what life's within him, and he won't doubt the word, no matter if he is thrown with some lines.
Right.
And as Daniel was thrown in there, he said, I don't care. You're not taking my prayer life away. You're not taking the Holy Ghost away from me. I will stay in heavenly places where I am. I don't care if it's Babylon. I'm not letting Babylon into my house. I don't care if Sodom is where I live. Sodom stops at my door. Right here, the door of my heart. Sodom stays out.
Amen.
Because it's not you holding the door shut, is it? It's the great shepherd.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And right before Daniel, we'd have thought, oh, he's done. I'm sure he maybe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, oh, mercy. We prayed and we fasted, and they still threw him in there. And the king woke up. Even the king had more faith than some of us did. He went to go check on Daniel. He obviously would have thought, maybe he's probably down there. Hey, Daniel! Your God that you serve day and night, is he able to deliver you? You said, oh, King, live forever.
Amen.
God sent his angel to stand right here the whole time.
Amen.
And what are we afraid about?
Right.
Anybody been thrown in a den of lions here recently? You might have felt like it spiritually, because it's probably true. You're out there on the job and there's just lions all over the place. They hide in people sometimes. They hide in little commercials that you see when you're at Walmart. They hide in little advertisements, don't they? The lines are all over.
Sure.
But if you'll just let the pillar of fire stay right in you, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, how many's received the Holy Ghost tonight?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
That presence doesn't leave you.
No.
If anything, you will leave it.
Yeah.
But as you walk in fellowship with God, every line will respect fire. There's one thing a lion will always run from, that's fire. So as the Holy Ghost is within you, I don't care if the devil is running around like a roaring lion, he can't do anything when that presence is around.
Right.
To the point where Brother Branham, listen to me now. Brother Branham, when he was standing under the anointing, and he saw a person come up who didn't have any faith, he said, now I know that that thing has left you here, because in this presence, he can't be here.
Right.
But if you don't believe me, you'll have it by the time you get out of here.
Uh-huh.
God is a holy God. He only dwells in perfection and holiness. Wait, I thought you just told me you received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Does he dwell in your heart?
Amen.
I just told you he only dwells in holiness and perfection. What has the blood of Christ done for us?
Amen.
You look in the mirror and you see stains, you see blots, you see failures. God doesn't see any of that.
That's right.
Or he wouldn't have come into you. He's not an unholy God. He's a holy God.
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And when the Holy Ghost comes in, he can only come into a perfect vessel.
Amen.
How do we get perfect? Because before the foundation of the world, there was a lamb slain.
Amen.
There was an atonement made. God knew in his mind what sin would be. And sin would be caused by the blood. So as he knew that that would be the price, he provided the down payment for it.
Amen.
If you want to know where that's at, Revelation 13:8. It says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise
Ephesians
God.
1. Hope your eyes are being open tonight. Who you really are, where you really come from, and where you're going. Ephesians 1. Let's go to verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. You didn't get saved because you had a will to get saved. God had a will for you to be saved. God had a will for his presence to dwell within you. That's because he saw you before you got here. You're not who you think you are. You're not just Tom Sproles. You're not just Suzanne Ochoa. You are Jesus Christ made flesh again today.
Amen.
Get past the veil. He's standing right here.
Amen.
Yes.
And the same God that you could have approached in the days of Christ that would stand there. You ask him, Lord, if thou will, I can be clean. He says, I will. Be thou clean.
Amen.
That same God is standing right here. Because the Word is not a book.
Yes.
The Word is a person.
Right.
And that person has sat in a throne for all time and eternity. He has never left. And inside of him was the other one that sat on the throne that nobody else saw but himself. The secret that was in his mind that he didn't let the angels know about it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't let the devil, sure, he didn't let the devil know anything about that. And he put this big plan. I know what's in me. How many things God knew who was in him?
Sure.
Yes.
Remember, he chose us
right
in him.
Yes.
Before the foundation of the world. Where was Levi before he was born?
Right.
Amen. He was in Abraham. And whatever Abraham did was accounted to Levi.
Right.
Not just credit given, as if he did it himself.
Amen.
Yes.
Because we've talked about the genes, right? If Abraham moved, Levi's moving because they're the same genes.
That's right.
He's inside of him, so whatever he does, Levi's doing. It's the same with Christ. Before the foundation of the world, he was sitting on a throne, and we were sitting with him.
That's right.
Amen. That's it.
Woo! And inside of him, he chose you. He chose me. And not just chose us just to come down here and live some mediocre life. He chose us to the adoption of children.
Amen.
And we went over that. What's adoption? Not just that you're a son of God or you're just a child of God, but that you are a son that has been adopted to the same authority as your father.
Amen.
And that's why God came and set this perfect plan out. Oh, I just love it. It doesn't bore me. It makes me want to jump through the ceiling. God made a plan for me, for my life. When I thought I didn't have a reason, I had a perfect reason.
Amen.
Something so great I can't even comprehend it today. Inside of me was a life. I didn't ask for it. He chose me. I didn't choose him.
Amen.
I didn't go finding God. God came and found me.
Yes.
Right. I was running as hard as I could the other direction. But something on the inside cannot stop a son of God.
Amen.
He must come back to fellowship with his Father.
Right.
Because if God makes the decision, it's the right one.
Amen.
Say, why would God save me? I'm a failure. You just told me that the blood of Christ messed up. Some people think, my, I've done so much wrong, God can't forgive me. Oh, my, your sin stacks so high that the blood of Christ doesn't have enough power over it.
Right.
In your attempt to be humble, you are being proud.
That's right.
You understand what I just said there?
Sure.
In your attempt to be humble before the Lord, saying, I'm just not worthy, I'm just not worthy. Treat him like your father for a little while, would
you? That's good. Amen.
Treat him like that. Try it for a little while and see what happens. I don't go to my dad when I make a mistake and expect him to get a sword out and cut my head off. Right. Or he's going to pull out a gun and shoot me. I expect him, yes, to talk it over with me. And for me to say, yes, Daddy, I'm wrong. And I'm talking when I was a kid now, too. But when I became a man, we don't talk that way no more.
Right.
I've got authority just like he does now.
Right.
He expects me to act as he did when I was a child.
Right.
Woo!
Wow.
Are you picking up the word tonight?
Yeah.
God doesn't expect you to act like this down here.
Come
he
on.
Wants you to act like he did.
Amen.
Right.
When he saw the devil, he went after him head first.
Yes. Amen.
10 lepers came to be healed. Do you remember that? He healed all 10 of them. Only one came back to thank you. He didn't worry about them giving thanks. He was just tearing the devil's kingdom up. That's all he worried about.
Right.
We need to be about our Father's business.
Amen.
When you see a little child that they say, oh, he's not going to live, it's time to tear the devil's kingdom up and go after it. You're not going with your own sword. You're going in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Just like David did. He said, I don't need a sword. I don't need a spear. I don't need any of this armor that you've come up with. I've got a stone here of faith.
Yeah. Amen.
I've got a God that created that man.
Amen.
And he can destroy him.
Amen.
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that stands before me? What is cancer before God?
Amen.
What is depression before God? What is any devil
yes.
to stand before Jesus Christ?
Amen.
You are him. You are him today.
Amen.
God is expecting us to do what he did. In
Amen.
The book of Acts, it said Jesus began to do, and it just says that, but he says he began to do it. Never says he stopped doing things.
Right.
But I thought Christ was on the right hand of the Father. He is, but the life that was in him is now into the bride.
Right. Amen.
Chosen. When were you chosen? Before you even came here. Before you were born, just like Levi, you were already doing things. You already repented of your sins before you got here. Do you understand that?
Amen.
In his mind, he knew you would do it. Why? Because he gave you the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God doesn't give the Holy Ghost to take it away from people. There's a certain group that were built with a little compartment in here
Amen.
That needed the quickening power to come in. Because eternal life moves through the body of Christ. Listen to me closely now. Every one of the elected body of Christ has the life of God within them.
Yes,
since forever. Time. You never gained it. You had it.
Right.
But it took a quickening power.
Amen.
And that's where the eternal life moves through the body. When I receive quickening power, not only do I have a seed, I've got the life source to go with it.
Amen.
I've got water. I've got sunlight. And my seed grows. And as I take that, and I meet another son of God who's still in his cage, still hasn't come to life. That life transfers into that one, and it quickens it. What does quicken mean? To make alive.
Amen.
Woo! We don't have two souls. You have one.
Amen.
And that one was dead. And God sent the Holy Ghost into it to give it life.
Amen.
And you are predestinated to receive it. And if you've received it tonight,
Amen.
You are saved for time and eternity.
Praise you, Jesus.
God doesn't have extra bodies up there. And you've already heard from yours.
Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Approach God's presence like that. What did Brother Branham say in the token message? We must present the token with our prayers. If you're going with your own identification, you will fail. But if you go with the identification as a son of God, by the grace of God, have whatever you ask.
Yes, amen.
Because you'll recognize that this desire within me came from God.
Amen.
Why doesn't he want to answer this?
Yeah.
Let it sink in your prayer life. Let it sink in day to day. Those little thoughts that you have, that is Almighty God's desire planted in you.
Yes.
Waiting for you to act upon it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:20.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise his name. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm so happy to be a Christian in my church. I'm so happy that I stopped trusting in my own works. I'm so happy that I went through the roller coaster that we went through when you tried to earn your salvation. I'm so glad I jumped off of that and got on the train of grace that just heads up all the time. I don't have to go even touch the steering wheel. I don't have to put coals in the fire. It's always burning hot.
Amen.
It's always going full speed all the time. I serve a God that doesn't retreat. I serve a God that never diminishes in power. He's the same right now. The same God that opened the Red Sea is right here, and he changes my life from this glory to the next glory to the next glory, because he's the same God.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My. 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the traditions of your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Now we could stop there and you think, oh, that's a pretty good idea, huh? God knows we'd be sinners. Before the foundation of the world, he'd have Christ die and pay for that. Look what he says in the next end of this verse. But was manifest in these last times for you.
Amen.
Jesus did not learn anything about the plan of God. He knew what it was all about. Christ was the Word made flesh. The Bible says that he learned by the things that he suffered. Because he learned by actually experiencing it just like you and I.
Right.
He already knew all things. He was the Word. But as a man, he had to learn how to suffer and how to obey the Word so that he could be a faithful high priest for you and I.
Amen.
And we'll get into that. And I tell you what, I'm so glad I got a God that stands on the throne that knows how to relate to me.
Amen.
Not a God who's got me under his thumb and saying, oh, you little squabble, get down there and do what I... No, he came down and said, I'll do it just like they... Like, whatever I require of them, I will do it as well.
That's right.
And before the foundation, we just read there, Christ was foreordained to come to earth and to die, to shed his blood, to redeem us. Remember what the word redeem means now. It's not just salvation.
No. Nope.
Redeem means to take where something that was once was in a position that has fallen and you bring it back to where it was. Verse 20 though, but was manifest in these last times for me and you.
Amen.
Why does the word come to pass? How come God doesn't just sit on his word and say, well, it's ordained, it's just going to happen. You know, it's just, you know, some people preach predestination. We just sit back, you know, whatever will be, you know, if I'm supposed to be saved, I'll get saved. You know, if I'm going to be lost, I might as well just be lost because I can't do nothing about it. That's not the truth of it. Predestination manifest itself.
Amen. Amen.
And what's the purpose of manifestation? What's the purpose of you getting a real experience with God? It's so that you know who you are.
That's right.
Because if it's just a thought, my, we could think this, we could think that, we could believe this, we could believe that. Your thought's just as good as anybody else's. I might as well just grab something that sounds good and walk on with it.
Right.
But that's not the truth of the gospel. Faith is a substance.
Yes.
That's what we'll get to in Hebrews 11. It is something that is real. And as you hold that faith in your heart, it becomes a manifestation of God in your life so that you can look at it and go, there must be something more than I can see.
Amen.
There must be something going on here that I can't really grasp. There's something so much higher than anything I've heard in other directions. It's God himself.
Amen.
Revealing himself to you for you.
Right.
Amen.
This whole plan of redemption was not God just being bored one day. he knew he had attributes within him. He knew what would happen when he put them on free moral agency. He knew that Adam and Eve would fall. He knew it the whole time. He didn't make them now. Don't you believe that? God did not make man sin.
That's right.
God allowed man to sin. Anybody had God force you to sin?
Nope.
I did it every single time of my own accord.
Amen.
I just rose my hands. He never made me do that. I did it. Because I have free moral agency. I have the right to choose to do what I want to. And he knew if I put man on that, he will fall. So before he even gets here, I'm going to already foreordain it this way, that there will be a man step. And I can't find nobody else around here, so I'll just go ahead and do it. Right. I will step down in flesh, and I will give my life and pay for it before they even get there.
Amen.
This game is so, I can't even, it's so fixed. If you could say that, you would never fight with the devil anymore.
That's right.
You wouldn't fool around with him, saying, you're a liar.
Amen.
As you tell me I'm not a son of God, that just proves to me even more that I must be, because I know you lie, and that's all you do.
Amen.
Isn't that what Jesus said? He said the truth don't even dwell in him. He can't tell the truth if he tried to.
Amen.
Now he'll tell 99.9, but there'll be a lie in there somewhere.
Sure.
And how are you going to outdo him? You're not trusting, oh my, I'm such a good person. I do this, I do that. No, God by grace saved my soul. He put a life within me, and that is God's own life.
Yeah.
It's not a catchphrase either, and I'm afraid to say it. Most of the time in the message, that's all that is. It's a nice catchphrase. Let's go into that just for a minute, can we? Brother Branham preaches it. Redemption by power, 54. Now, for some of you ministers that set in mind knowing that everlasting life comes from the same word that means God's life. The word Zoe, Greek word, which means God's own life. Then we become a son or daughter of God, an offspring of God, which with part of God's life in us. We can no more perish than God could perish. If he tried. If God just tried to stop existing. Who could even fathom that? But the same life that he has is now in you.
Amen.
I'm talking about true eternal life.
Right.
Eternal life is not something.
Right.
It's not something we go just buy at the store. It is a person.
Right. Amen.
And that person is God. Yes. He has a name too. Remember what it is? It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Now he's had titles as he came down, as we went before. He came down as Melchizedek, didn't he? He came down as Jehovah Jireh to Abraham when he was going to sacrifice Isaac. He's come as the great I Am to Moses. All the way down. We could go right on down the line. But what did all of those titles point to? One name.
That's right.
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These things that we thought were just, no, that's a good idea. That's a pretty nice thought. Now we realize they are more than life to us.
Amen.
When the Bible declared that the whole family in heaven and earth is named Jesus Christ, do you understand what that does for us?
Uh-huh. Come on.
I'm out of the picture.
Amen.
My works aren't even in this equation. And guess who else ain't there? The devil ain't there either.
Amen.
If Christ is over here, Christ is over here. If he was sitting in the throne and I'm supposed to sit in the throne, we believe that, right? He said, I will give the throne to those that overcome will sit in the throne with me, even as I have overcame and set my throne.
Right.
Yeah.
Which means you are always there.
Amen.
That's right.
God's own life is you. I didn't say is become you. You always were that. God in his mind before the foundation of the world had thoughts. And I could read it to you, but I believe you might actually believe I'll quote the prophet here. Is that all right? Before the foundation of the world, he had thoughts, and those were real and existent right now. Brother Branham even says it was not like God drawing a blueprint that one day he would manifest. They were already real there.
Amen.
Now he dwelt alone, which means that those attributes were still unexpressed. Which means for us in this mortal, it didn't do us any good yet. But when it became expressed and we began to watch the word manifest in our lives, it became to give us joy unspeakable, didn't it? Full of glory. It began to show us, oh my, I don't just have a father. I've got a redeemer. I've got a savior. I've got a healer. I've got a husband. I've got a comforter. I've got a friend.
Amen.
We think this plane down here. Now this life has a purpose, and that's the purpose right there, that you and I might learn what I just said.
Amen.
God didn't want to bring us down here to destroy us or bully us around. He knew his life was already within us.
Yeah.
So whatever he did, just as Abraham, are you listening tonight? Just as when Abraham did things, Levi was given credit. Anything that God ever did was given credit to the body of Christ, because it's the same life within you. It is Zoe, God's own life. What else is there to live for?
Amen.
What else is there to live for in this life? There's nothing to live for, because every other life is hybrid. And what does everything that's hybrid do? It dies off. You ever watched any of that hybrid stuff that's going on anymore? Anybody seen a liger here? When they took a tiger and a lion and made them together? You get a cat that's like 12 feet long, 900 pounds. What in the world do you want a 12 feet long, 900 pound cat in this world for? Do you value your life very much? I don't think you do, because that cat would eat you in about one bite. But that's what man does with his wisdom, don't they? They take something and they make something that they can't control. Glory to God. But God, when he makes something, it's in perfect cognition with himself. Woo! You think you're a mistake? You think you're a coincidence? When God planned, I will save this person. I will save you. It was settled for time and eternity. It was the best decision he could have made. He already thought all about it. He already thought, what's the best way I can make a story that I can tell my children? I'll do it this way. The plan of redemption by resurrection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. I'm so glad that I'm not trusting in what I've done here, but I'm trusting in what he did before I even got here.
Jesus, praise you, Father.
I don't have to guess if I'm a son of God anymore. The power that was in Christ is now living in me, and it's manifesting the same works. These signs follow them that believe. In my name, they cast out devils.
Amen.
In my name, they'll speak with tongues. They'll take up serpents and drink deadly things, and it won't harm them. They'll lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
And every time you start doubting it, what happens? God will let that word manifest one more time. Not for his sake. He knows. He knows who's saved. He knows he's not. But sometimes we doubt it. Sometimes we need the encouragement. So he lets the word come through you and manifest. You say, I don't see the word manifest through me very often. I'll tell you the main reason. You're trying to use it on yourself too much. Woo! I better hide behind this pulpit for just a little bit. When you use the power of God for others, God will automatically take care of you.
Right.
More than you'd ever thought praying for yourself for 4 hours.
Amen.
I ain't saying don't take the promise of God now. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Well, your heart's desire, what does that life do? Remember, we're not receiving our own life. We're not receiving God's life. Twist it up a little bit. You're receiving the exact same life that was in God.
Amen.
Which means as Christ showed us what God would do, we show what God's still doing.
Amen.
He lives for others, didn't he?
Amen.
And you're actually not going to find the time he did. Every time he had something he wanted to use the power of God for, it was for someone else.
Amen.
And people say they got eternal life and don't live for other people. I think you got a hybrid life somewhere.
Amen.
Because that life will declare itself, and it will automatically live its life for others.
Amen.
I want to finish on one thing here. Excuse me. John 1, verse 12. Just me or y'all making me lose my voice, I guess.
Amen.
John 1, excuse me, verse 12. But let's just read verse 11 real quick. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You said, why am I born again tonight? It was the will of God. And how many think you can twist God out of his will? If God decrees he wants to do something, he will do it.
Right.
And he wanted you to be born again, because you were born by his will. And when you are born again, you're giving power. You are given power by the Holy Ghost to become a son or daughter of God. But what's the mystery? You always were.
Yes. Amen.
But now you have power to become the life that you always were.
Amen.
Let me read you out of the Church Age book where Brother Branham says this. You can really read Galatians 4:7, where it talks about being placed as sons. Brother Branham says this. Now comes our triumphal capstone on the baptism with the Holy Ghost.
So he's talked about other things, how it was the new birth, how it was all these other things. But what does he get into the crux of what it's all about? There it is. Jesus Christ came forth, died upon the cross, and accomplished redemption, restoring to original owner by means of purchase. He's using a definition now. Or paying the price. And thereby, he came forth, died, accomplished redemption. For what purpose? And thereby placed us as sons. Now, not children now. I mean sons. Sons that pack authority. He did not make us sons, for we were already his sons.
Amen.
But he placed us as sons. For as long as we were in the world, in the flesh, we could not be recognized as his sons. Can I say amen tonight?
Amen.
When you were walking in the things of the world, how many of you said, oh yeah, I know I'm a son of God. I know I was foreordained before the foundation of the world. I know Christ's whole purpose was to save me. We didn't know that, did we? Because you walked around just like everybody else. Because God was still hidden behind the same veil. Even from you. Your flesh can so blind you, you can't even see the life of God within yourself if you listen to the flesh. Why do you think all the epistles are saying, what are you guys doing looking at the flesh? All it is just as good as that curtain with the promise of God on the other side.
Amen.
And it will never get any better as long as you look at the veil. But Christ has entered in past the veil for us.
Amen.
And when he entered in there, remember, identification now is reality. When he went in there, we did too.
That's right.
We don't leave the Shekinah glory. I'm packing the Shekinah glory. I am a part of the Shekinah glory. I'm not waiting for it to come down. I'm waiting for it to burst out.
Amen.
And if I could get a group of people to all do that in a service, you see things happen like you never imagined.
Amen.
Because too many times we're waiting on someone else to get the power of God to move. And then we'll leech off of that maybe. Oh my, good thing they got the victory. Now I can have it. No, you are packing the victory.
Amen.
Christ has already conquered death, hell, and the grave. And that man stands in your flesh tonight. If you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, you are placed as a son of God.
Amen.
Now let me finish this quote here. Excuse me. He did not make us sons, for we were already his sons, but he placed us as sons. For as long as we were in the world, in the flesh, we could not be recognized as his sons, for we were held captive by the devil. But we were sons nonetheless. And hear this. Go read this verse too. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, whereby you cry, Father, Father. Upon whom did the Spirit fall at Pentecost? Sons.
Amen.
Not just anyone now. Sons of God. At Corinth, upon sons while they heard the word. What is the baptism with the Holy Ghost? It is the Spirit baptizing you into the body of Christ. It is the new birth.
Amen.
It is the Spirit of God coming in and filling you after you have repented, having heard his word and been baptized in water, as this answer of a good conscience toward God.
Amen.
Remember, the Bible says baptism doesn't save us. It is just a symbol. It is an outward show.
Right.
You have a good conscience. What is a good conscience? A good desire before God.
Right.
Job was asked, where were you, Job, when the sons of God were shouting for joy? John 1 said we were given power to become sons of God.
Right, amen.
So what's the mystery? What's the great mystery that's been held secret from the beginning of the fountain? Before there was a beginning, before there was anything that even was, before there was any even such a thing as time, what was his mystery? That he wasn't sitting on the throne by himself, but there were attributes within him. This is what the message came to do now. I hope
sure.
You know that. And it's not just any old attributes. It has to be I am an attribute of my Father.
Amen.
And I am here for one purpose.
Right.
To show that life is still here.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
It's not time to fight theology. People are always, well, let's go dig into this. Let's go dig into that. Let's figure out Perugia. Let's figure out Tucson. Let's figure out Thunders where they're missing. If you'll just back up for a minute, are you in love with this God or not? Is the life that we are here to proclaim, is it living out of you or not?
How are you going to prove your theology between anyone else? You ever tried that? Have you ever thought about that for just a little bit? That if they made it up their mind, what are you going to do about it?
Right, amen.
But if you can manifest that the same God you're talking about still does what he always did, it'll shut their mouths up real quick. That's how Jesus, he didn't fool around with them. They'd ask him questions, he'd give them the answer, didn't he? And one of the times where he, you know, really didn't want to give them the answer, he says, all right, fine, answer me a question. Baptism of John, was it heaven or not? You all remember that, right? They said, well, we can't tell you. He said, too bad then, boys, I ain't telling you either.
Right.
Why? That was one of his secrets. Where did he get this authority from? He always had it.
Right.
He never got the authority. You see why he couldn't answer the question to them. But remember what he said, he pulled aside and he told his disciples his secrets.
That's right.
Amen.
He doesn't tell them, did you hear what I said tonight?
Amen.
Do you understand what this message is about? Can you see yourself as a son
yes.
or daughter of God? That you're not just down here, but you are always in his presence. And as you've fallen, that means you're always going to be in his presence when it's all done.
Amen.
Then you are the elect of God. And that's what the message came to do. It came to take off all the scales.
Amen.
Why could you repent of your sins? Because you were a son of God.
Sure.
Why did you want to get sanctified? Because you were a son of God. Why couldn't you help it but get down and cry and beg and plead and say, God, I need the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Because you were a son. And as long as that life was in there, it couldn't live any other kind of life.
No way. Amen.
And every time it tried, it just frustrated even more.
Yeah.
I'm sure that old eagle down in that chicken coop after a while just got so tired of eating rotten old corn. He wanted fresh meat. As we walked in the things of the world, we played this, we smoked that, we drank this, we beat up that, we did all these wicked things that we did. That old nature on the inside just never got satisfied. Oh, you kept going along. You kept living a little halfway life. One of those days you heard the word of your father.
Amen.
Right. The word of Mother Eagle, right? Up in the sky, saying, you were predestinated to be up here. Flap your wings and get up.
Amen.
Flap your wings and get up. What are the wings? Old and New Testament. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Doesn't that mean so much more to you when you realize that you're a part of that scripture? It's not Jesus Christ out here, the same yesterday. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and for all eternity. Let's
Amen.
Stand together. Let's
Hallelujah.
Stand together. Hallelujah.
Lord,
Hallelujah. Give him praise
Father,
now. Give him praise.
I praise you, Jesus.
Think of what he's done.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Yield to that life tonight.
God, I love you so,
it's not a religion, church. It is the life of God manifest the same
Lord,
yesterday, today, and forever.
King,
Hallelujah.
Savior, I love
Hallelujah.
You,
Father,
I love you,
oh, praise his glorious
oh,
name.
Oh, I love you so much, Father.
Just worship him. Just give him praise. Just give him adoration. Just show him how much you love him. Don't worry about nobody else. It's just you and him right now.
Praise you, Jesus.
Before you got here, he let you sit in his throne. Before you could fail him, he said, I'm not even going to look at it. I'm going to pay for it before you even do it.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
When we fall and fail, he doesn't sit there and look at that. He goes back to what he saw before it even happened. He sees that blood. And we were behind it, as white as snow. And we weren't just back there, just sitting back there. We were shouting for joy. Oh, thank you, Lord. Can't you just appreciate it? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just shield yourself to God tonight. If he wants to do something through you, go ahead and let it. There's a promise of God just sitting in your mind. Let it come out your lips. And let that word come to pass. You are a creator. You come from the creator, packing the same power that he has. Hallelujah. If you have a need or desire, speak that need to the Almighty God now. Don't worry about anyone else. Don't be afraid. You possess the token of eternal life. He has paid for every redemptive blessing you could have. You are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Let's just pray together. And let's just do a prayer of thanksgiving tonight, can we? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for providing for us, Lord. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you, Lord, that your love never fails, that your mind never changes. Lord, when you said you would love us, it was for all time and eternity. We thank you, Lord. We just praise you. We just want to cling to that cross, Lord. We want that blood to be all over us, Lord, that we would always just be in that perfect fellowship, Lord Jesus. We love you. We adore you, Father. There's no name as wonderful as you. There's no one to be in fellowship besides you. And I pray, Lord, if there's anything in our lives that keeps us out of fellowship with you, that we would recognize that it's nothing but dung. That we would let that love for those things, Lord, we would just let go. And you'd be able to use the Spirit to take it far from us. Yes. Grant it tonight, Lord. You know the desire of the hearts of the people. We all want a closer walk with you, Father. We want to wake up and just know, without having to have a feeling, without having to sense anything, but just know that you said you would never leave us or forsake us. God, I pray if there's any faith here that's lacking, that, Lord, you would send the power to quicken that faith to life tonight. There's one here that isn't born again of the Spirit of God, knowing that until that time we have no evidence whether we're saved or not. I pray that tonight would be the night they'd find that power. If there's any backslidden in heart, Lord, I pray that they'd confess it now and that you would break every shackle that Satan has put on them, and that they would walk like a son or daughter of God. Those that are serving you, Lord, with all their heart, I pray you continue to encourage them. Continue, Lord, to help them to live this life, not by power, not by might, but by letting themselves let the Spirit move through them. Yeah. Teach us, Lord, how to fight. Yeah, teach us, Lord, what faith is all about. Hallelujah. That it's not us trying to make up our own minds. It's us accepting your mind and acting upon it. Praise Heal the sick tonight, Lord.
Praise
Comfort the downcast.
Hallelujah.
Strengthen those feeble knees, Lord, that are just about to give up. I pray you give strength to the body of Christ tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Fill anew with the Holy Ghost and fire. Give us a desire from heaven like we've never had before.
Praise.
Fulfill your word in each life. And may it be as such a bright and shining light, Lord.
Praise
that the world will see that the sons of God are here on earth right now. That God is in flesh in us.
Praise.
Grant it to each believer.
Hallelujah.
The woman at home, I pray, Lord, that you'd comfort her as she does what she's supposed to do.
How we love you, Father.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise you, Father.
Give him praise now.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Give him praise, church. Keep worshiping. Don't be afraid. That's just him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Don't be afraid now. Yield yourself to God.
How we love you, Father. Glory to Jesus.
He said he inhabits your praise. Give him praise tonight.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of the God you serve.
Praise you, Jesus.
Identify your Holy
Spirit. Hallelujah.
I fight all things and I claim all things.
Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Father.
How we love you, Father.
Jesus Christ.
Glory to the name of the Lord.
Thank you, blessed God. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You might think this is crazy, but I tell you tonight in the name of the Lord that there'll be many witnesses that say that they saw something here tonight.
Hallelujah, Father.
Not even just ourselves. I'm talking about the unbelievers. They'll know it.
Praise Jesus.
The word is made flesh today.
Praise you, Lord.
You're crying within me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're coming for you.
How we love you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Glory to Jesus.
Just shield yourself. Keep giving him praise. Keep thanking him, Lord. Oh, we praise you. We thank you. We love you, Father. You're worthy, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, power.
Glory. You can have anything you want tonight.
Honor we give
it's yours.
Jesus.
You're not stealing from God. It's been given to you by grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take it tonight, I challenge you.
Jesus.
Be reverent tonight. Yield yourself now. Don't be afraid of His presence. I believe He'll tell us what was said. Yield yourself now. Be patient. Believe all things are possible. For I, the Lord God, have come down. I have seen thine affliction. I have seen your heartache. I know the thoughts that you have, thoughts of doubt and fear. But I've come to destroy that tonight. I have destroyed the works of the devil. Thou must believe. Canst thou believe that all things are possible? I did not die amiss, but I have died for the sins of this entire world. Thou art a benefactor of this. Take this promise, I say. This is your night to see your redemption.
Yeah.
Wilt thou believe and possess all things? Do not question my word, but take it. Take it, I say. As I told John to take the book, I tell you the same. Saith the Lord God Almighty.
Emmanuel, for the King of
Glad we got a God that comes by and comforts us. Amen. How many appreciates the word of the Lord tonight?
Yes.
Oh, let's just give him some praise tonight. Let's worship him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, some people think that living a life of eternal life is too hard. Too many things you got to do. Too many things you got to become. It's nothing to do with that, is it? You just receive a life. That's all it is. You don't got to force yourself no more. It's your only desire. I just feel to share this real quick. I hope she don't mind me embarrassing her a little bit. My wife back there, she didn't raise no family that served the Lord. But when eternal life entered her, nobody told her to quit wearing pants and that. She was going to go hell. She didn't. She borrowed one skirt and wore it all the time. There ain't no excuses. If you receive life, you can't help it. You have to do it. You have to live what's on the inside.
Amen.
Aren't you just so grateful?
Yes.
Do you understand? That we didn't change ourselves. Somebody stepped in my heart's door. When I look at the word and I think it's so hard to measure up, and then I just feel the Spirit and I'm doing it without even trying. I'm so happy to be a son of God. Not just a son, a redeemed son of God, bought with the precious blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Are you happy tonight? Are you shouting for joy tonight like you did before the foundation of the world? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know how to go from that very well. Can we sing What a Day It'll Be?
There is coming a day.
Song 61, if you don't know
it. When no heartache shall come, no more cloud in the sky, no more tears to dim.
Oh, they're all gone. Over there tonight.
What a day.
Oh, we believe, Lord.
Glorious day.
Walk in the streets of gold. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face. Takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
There'll be no sorrow there.
Oh, there'll be
no more burdens to bear.
There, no more burdens.
No more sickness, no pain. Hallelujah. No more sickness. Believe it now.
No more parting over
forever
and forever I will be with the one.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
What a day, a glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be. Oh, in my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
I'll sing the chorus one time without music.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look,
oh, look at his face tonight.
His face, that one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Let's give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. I just feel like rejoicing a little bit. I don't know if you know this song, Dad, but it's pretty simple. Saved by Grace. Just in key of G. We sang it. You'll pick up on it fast. I know you will. Key of G. If you were here, you know it now, right? You help everybody else. We'll all figure it out. It goes a little bit like this.
I'm saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. My sins are washed away. I'm saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. No, I don't deserve it, but I'm saved by grace.
We'll get it. Here we go.
Oh, I'm saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. My sin are washed away. I'm saved by grace. Oh, I've been saved by grace. I know I don't deserve it, but I'm saved by grace.
Give him praise now with all your heart.
I'm saved by grace. Well, I've been saved by grace. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. My sins are washed away. I'm saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. I know I don't deserve it, but I'm saved by grace.
One more time with all of us.
I'm saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. My sins are washed away. I'm saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. I know I don't deserve it, but I'm saved by grace.
Give me one more hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Boy, we won't keep you tonight. I believe I'm in a group of people that receive the word of the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Let it live tonight. Praise his name. Dad, you got something we can close on? I don't know. I'm glad to have Dad here again. I don't have to do this no more. Yes. I just give it to
you. I am bound for the promised land.
You're dismissed tonight.
I am bound.
bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the
promised land. Oh, praise God.
God bless you, saints. I'm bound for the promised land.